What is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. It's Brooke.
And Danielle, welcome back. Happy Wednesday, you guys.
I hope you're all having an amazing week. We hope you're having an amazing week.
We do.
just in case you were wondering.
We're giggly today. Sorry in advance.
We are. We have some funny, like, little catch-ups and stuff to
Definitely.
But we have a really exciting guest on the show today. Mm-hmm. We have, wow, you can just hear the New York City streets are excited.
City sounds.
we have Priceless Tay on the show today, or Taylor on the show today. I always call people by their username, so.
Totally.
Priceless Tay.
Brooke X Beauty.
Ew.
The makeup by Danielle.
Yeah, I was about to say. Coming from.
Gosh.
Oh, no, it's fine. Okay, so we have Priceless Tay, Taylor on the show. You guys, she's only 20 years old, and she's like an expert in all things finance. It's beyond impressive. And she really gets into it. Like, I feel like all that stuff about budgeting, investing, building credit, student loans, it could all be so confusing, but she really dives in, and it's not just like surface level info. Like, she gives us tangible tips, tangible ways to start investing, like really great tips.
Oh yeah, guys, it's such a great episode. I literally wrote everything down that she was telling us, like how to build up your credit and easy ways to build up your credit. You know, maybe why you should get a credit card. It's like such helpful advice for people our age, I feel like, older and younger. So definitely stay tuned. But until then, we're just going to do a little catch up, you know, because we haven't done this in a min. And I have a funny story. I just have a funny story.
And I'm so excited. Danielle and I were talking before this, and she's like, I have to save it. So I'm beyond excited for this.
I know. She was like, I need to hear about blah, blah. And I was like, you're just going to have to wait. Okay. So last week, as you guys are listening to this, was Ryan and I's 2-year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. And I was really, really, really excited. And basically, I kind of planned Valentine's Day. I didn't really give Ryan the opportunity to. I planned it like so far in advance that his brain just wasn't even there. And that's something that I need to remember, is I need to not control everything. But I just like to plan things, and he loves it too. And he's always down for whatever. But he was like, I've got the anniversary, I'm going to plan it. And I'm like, okay, great. Like, I'm going to
So romantic.
So romantic. Because he does think of these great ideas that he just pulls out of nowhere, like picnics and sunsets. And I'm like, where? Oh, hello. So last week was really, really stressful for me. School has just been up the wazoo lately with just the assignments and midterms. And we don't have a spring break. So it's just, I'm just hitting my limit here. And I was really excited. So basically, Ryan told me, like, on this day, reserve, we're going somewhere for the night. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So I like was trying to get all of my work done, you know, before we get there. And it was just so nice to know that he had everything under control. Or so I thought, you know.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sounds like a horror movie or something.
It does.
And before I say anything else, like, literally love the guy so much. Like, I've said all this to him too. It's a funny story. So basically, he tells me, like, the night before on our anniversary, we're going. We went to Fort Yargo State Park. It's about 30 minutes from Athens. And they have these little things called yurts. I had never heard of them before.
I have heard of
them.
Oh,
you had?
I do have to tell you, because my friends from home have been going to, like, a local restaurant, like, in our hometown, and they've been going. It's a different type of yurt, but it is, like, it's like an outdoor dining, like, outdoor tent situation. They call those yurts. I don't know if that's, yeah. So I think
cool.
You could just use the name for a lot of different things.
Like, it's like a little hut. I don't really know how else
yeah,
to say
yeah.
it.
It's like I mean, they literally are outside their tents that they just are dining outdoors.
They're
in,
like,
and like a heater.
Tents.
And yeah. So that's, I think you could use it for, like, a camping term or, like, a casual hangout.
Yeah. Maybe that'll be helpful for people to visualize. They're circular.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah, yes. They're really cute, because we've done the treehouse before at Banning Mills here in Georgia. We've done Getaway House, all like these little things.
Oh,
so
you're
Ryan,
such an adventurous couple.
I know. We love those little, like, getaways. I just love being in the wilderness with Ryan. I like being in the wilderness with Ryan because he was an Eagle Scout. He, like, knows how
was
to build a fire.
Was he really?
Yes. He when he builds a fire, it's like a science, Brooke. Like,
wait,
he starts,
I did not know this.
Oh my gosh. He knows all the knots, all the, like, it's hysterical.
What?
Yes, but it's so helpful. Like,
oh, that's very useful. Yes, yes.
Very. We love a man that can just do things like that. So yeah. I certainly don't know how. He starts with, like, the tinder and, like, literally. And then
the tinder?
Wait, yeah, we had to go find sticks. Actually, let me slow down. So anyways, I feel really safe with him when I'm in the wilderness or the forest. And it's just, it's really calming for me. It's really
good. That's cute. Yeah, it's very sweet.
For the soul. So needless to say, to set the scene, I was very, very excited to just, like, get in the car when he picked me up and then just, like, go and relax. So I get in the car And I brought what he told me to. I didn't know much about it. I didn't like look it up or anything. He just told me, you know, and I was really excited. We head to the grocery store and we went to a grocery store because we missed the one we usually go to. So we went to another one. The sun was starting to set and we're like, okay, let's get burgers, buns, you know, stuff to make. Because these literally, it's like on a campsite. There are, you know, there's no running water. There's nothing.
So this is different than the other ones you've done in the past that do have like running water and like.
Correct. Correct.
More like
yes.
Airbnb vibe. But this one's like true camping.
Like, yeah. So we're walking in to the grocery store. And Ryan's like, oh, let me see if they – let me make sure there's like a grill over the fire, you know, because we were going to cook over the fire, wow, which we've done before. Like we did that at Getaway House. It's so fun. But so anyways, he hands me the phone to like look while he's like doing something. And I look and in like bold letters, it says, bring bed linens, no towels, no running water, no lights, no lanterns, no literally nothing. And I'm like – oh my God. And I'm like, no, Ryan knows this. Like he paid for this. He signed up for it. Like he knows. Yeah. And I was like, oh, like it says all this, but I'm sure you have it in the car. Like, cause he just picked me up from my apartment. And he's like, oh my gosh, I have literally none of that. He didn't even bring firewood. He didn't, and we're going to need that. He didn't bring he was like, oh, I need a cooler. Cause there's no refrigerator. Like, I mean, he brought a little duffel bag. I'm like, Ryan, what were you thinking? And he thought, to be fair, he thought it was going to be like the Getaway House because the Getaway House is so cool. Brooke actually is the one who told me about it forever ago.
And I've never done it because I've never had anyone to go with because it's really not like a friend vibe thing. Like I feel like it is pretty damn romantic. So
I've had a couple friends go and they're like, this is not for friends.
Yeah, like, it's like a big shared bed, no electronics. Oh, yeah. Like nope. That's going to be like maybe like down the road for me. Yeah. But yeah.
There is one for New York, isn't there? Like
It's like upstate or something. Oh, totally.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, so with the Getaway House, they had firewood. They had basically like a mini bar, but with like pasta sauce. So anything you took, they charged, but they provided it for you. Cooking utensils, everything. But
yeah, so
this,
you would just like
nothing.
Plan for it, essentially. But versus, yeah, this is like nothing, though, you're saying.
Like quite literally nothing. And I don't think he realized that, but I was just like fuming because I just didn't want to think about it. So we walk in and we're like, so lost in this grocery store because we've never been there before. We don't know where anything is. I'm looking for kombucha because kombucha calms me down. I couldn't find the kombucha and we're just like grabbing things. He was like, he just picked up like hamburgers. I'm like, we need buns. We need condiments. Do you have ketchup? Like I'm like thinking. And then we somehow managed to get s'mores. So then we have to drive back to his house. I mean, we hadn't gotten too far. We had to go back to his house and we literally just grabbed the navy blue sheets off his bed.
No, you didn't.
And I was like, Ryan, like, can I literally pay for some like cheap linens? And he's like, no, let's just go grab like my sheets. I'm like, oh,
he doesn't have a second set.
Nope, not like a scowl. So it's just so funny.
I have like my second set like folded in the top of my closet.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah, I know. And I wanted to come to my apartment, but he had firewood at his house, and so we're like
lanterns?
About to leave. Nope, never got the lantern. I'll get to that. Okay. And then I'm like, okay, so you need – we literally need like – sorry, this story is so long, but it's just so important for all the details.
I need all the info, yeah.
So I'm like, do you have – like, did you bring a cooking utensil? Because you're going to need something to flip the burger. And he's like, oh, no. I'm like, we need paper towels. We need
– oh, my God.
So, you know, we did our best we could. We get there. We're lost. We cannot find it anywhere. There's no direction at all. We finally find our way. The sun's literally about to set. It's beautiful. It's on this lake. We have the yurt all the way at the end on this like peninsula. There's like ducks swimming. Like it was stunning. And so I'm like looking out into the sun, like the sunset. I'm like, this is so beautiful. I can finally relax. And I look over at Ryan and he's like already getting after it and trying to build a fire. And I'm like, can we just relax for a second? He's like, Danielle, if I don't build this fire, we will not be able to eat and we won't have light.
Oh my God, you guys are so literally right. Hunter-gatherers. Like, this like, is like, yes.
Yeah, basically we went camping, but we didn't realize we were going camping because he's gone camping. He's done 2-week trips out west with like just a backpack. He was telling me all these stories.
I can't.
And so that's the unfortunate part. Like if we were more prepared, like it would have been so much better, but we just weren't.
So, but there was a bed, but you just had to put your own sheets on it.
Yeah, and it was like,
oh, I don't
want to
know.
And
I don't know.
So beautiful, and I'm not complaining. It was just so funny. Like, anyway, so then we had to go look for sticks to like build a fire, and it was fun. It was a good team building exercise.
I was gonna say, if you survived this together, you could probably survive a
That's what we were saying. Yeah. And then the bathroom is like a bathhouse, and like I pee every 30 minutes. So that was fun. But anyways, once we got the fire built and everything, we sat there for 4 hours and just talked. And like, wow. We don't do that. I mean, that's like a long time for us. And we played the We're Not Really Strangers game, and we really got to know each other.
Oh my gosh. Nice. Would you recommend use in romantic settings? Like, is it?
Yes, and friend. And then the next day, Delaney and I played it because it's just like, have you ever like opened the cards? It's a
I looked at I flipped through a few of them. I didn't really like, I had no one to play with. So
no, it is really so much fun. Like, I really suggest it. It's a great way to, even if you know someone really well, like it gets deep, but like not awkwardly deep. It's really, really fun. And especially if you're like drinking a little bit, it's like kind of fun. Okay, but anyways, it was really, really fun. Oh, and then the other funny part was we totally forgot to bring any sort of things for breakfast. And we both are big breakfast people. So we woke up and we're like starving and drove to Dunkin'. But
did you leave? Like, you packed up everything and left? And then
We packed it back. No, we didn't bring it back. We just like toughed it out. We literally ate like hamburger bun bread to set us over, because he's like me. Like, we have to eat. I could tell
you guys are on the same vibe. That's good though.
Oh, it's great for the relationship.
He understands it. Because if you guys don't know,
Danielle doesn't understand.
Within minutes of cracking open her eyes, if there's no, like, I mean, you guys know the stories, the dry bar cookies, the hotel room snacks, like Danielle has to eat. Like, it is
the early morning Starbucks before spin class. Like, remember that?
Oh, it's necessary. No, I'm here for that too. Like, I prefer to put something in my body, even if it's just a coffee, like something. Yeah. But you're like, you want food.
Substance. Food. Yeah, totally. So that was funny. We were just very unprepared, but it was fun, needless to say. And I would go back if we like had more planned out, but there was literally no running water. And I guess that was just one thing we forgot. We didn't buy water bottles.
So what do you mean? What's the bathroom situation then?
Oh, well, there was running water there, but there's no drinking water, should I say. There were showers, but like not in our thing. So we were rationing off of a 40-ounce hydro flask that I filled up before he picked me up. So I'd be like, okay, you can take one sip. Like, I am so serious.
This is true. Like, this was like a test. Like, it was like a really, like, I would recommend doing this if you're like, shit, could we make it or not? Like, go to, what's this place called again?
Fort Yargo State Park. If your relationship is rocky, check it out there.
And it will make or break it, truly.
It will make or break. And I'd say we passed the test. We just started to laugh, you know, when it start, but that's my problem, is when things just start, I just start laughing so hard, and Ryan's like, can you help me? And I'm like, this is my coping mechanism.
I know. Do we do laugh through the pain? We've done that so many times. I'm trying to think of the times that we've done that where we're
carrying bags of like seven flights of stairs.
We're just like, is this real? Like, yes, it is.
Exactly. Make it fun.
Yes. I'm here for it. It's all it's all about the journey.
It's all about the journey. No, exactly about my tip like last week or whatever. It is all about the journey and just like learning to enjoy that time. So it was a really good time. Sweet. Moral of the story is Ryan might not be planning anything for a little bit.
Here on Gals on the Go, we always strive to be our best. And when you visit European Wax Center, you get the best by the best. European Wax Center's certified wax specialists are expertly trained in prepping, protecting, and pampering your skin. Bikini waxing is their particular specialty. They do over 7.5 million bikinis a year. Wow. With numbers like those, you know you're getting the best bikini service from the true bikini wax specialists. All right. I have to tell you guys, you got to go to European Wax Center if you're doing this. I particularly like to go and get a wax if I know that I'm like, you know, going to be in a bikini, like we said, or like going to the beach. It just like really boosts my confidence. And I really do like going to European Wax Center for this service. I like that they have them really all over. And I know that I'm getting a consistently good service too. So their secret is actually the signature comfort wax. It's a proprietary blend of beeswax sourced from Europe and other skin soothing ingredients that allows for easy hair removal for a less painful experience. And of course, safety and security has always been their top priority. So they've actually added enhanced health and hygiene measures for extra confidence and care. So European Wax Center is so confident that you guys will love their services, and trust me, you will, that they're offering all first-time guests their first wax free. Oh my gosh. So visit waxcenter.com and book your reservation today. Your first wax is free. Yeah. And I do have to say, I know that it's your story, and I think Ryan is the greatest. You know how I feel about him, and I think it's so sweet. If anybody ever took me camping, we would be in dangerous territory. I have to say it. This is like, that's like my personal nightmare.
Brooke literally said exactly that. She was like, Danielle, I love you, but if anyone ever did that to me, oh no, no, no.
I mean, if I saw like, did you pack your linens in the email, I'd be like, what were you thinking? But like, that's just like, but you're more like up for fun than I am. Like, you like go fishing and shit. Like, I can't do that. Yeah, like you're, yeah.
It was, I was not in the greatest of mood at first though, because I was just so annoyed. I was annoyed. And I mean, he was frustrated too. He felt so bad. But it's just so funny. Yeah. So that's a little picture, story.
I have to clarify, and it's not because I'm like, well, I'm just not a camper. But like when I envision in my head like romantic getaway, I have that vision. And like for me, like the navy that's sheets from there. The bed don't align.
No. Yeah, definitely. No, yeah. I mean, maybe it's just like a college thing. He'll grow.
No,
sheets,
no. But I think it's so. I'm not. And once again, that is no shade, no tea. Like that is like
not at all. He knows I roast him on the podcast. This is like a safe zone.
It's a safe space. Someone's gonna thank you. No, I'm a Ryan. I have to let you know. I think it was very sweet, very romantic. And honestly,
so sweet.
Guys like, just aren't great at planning. I mean, we've talked about this, you know?
And he even said, he's like, see, this is why you plan things. It's like, oh, shoot. But it was so funny. Like, I say this story because I just think it's so funny, but it was really such a good time. And I'll always look back on that as like a growing thing for us, honestly.
That's
so
cute.
Yeah, that's my little catch up. Brooke, how are you? How are things?
Yeah,
just
you know,
living life.
Living every day is the same. No, I'm kidding. I've been just watching. Oh, I've been reading again. That's what I did.
Saw you've been like killing the books, honestly.
Thank you. I did Untamed. I'm not even going to give reviews of these because I give them on my Instagram story. I read Untamed and Red, White, and Royal Blue are the ones that I just read. Mm-hmm. Red, White, Royal Blue is like a fun, like romance, politics, like fiction. And then Untamed is, I've just heard so much about it. You know, it's like, I guess it's her.
Yeah, Ryan I read Doyle. It.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I wasn't obsessed with it either. Maybe it's because everyone said they were so obsessed with it. There were certain chapters I liked more than others.
Yeah, I think we're not like the demo, you know, like it was a lot about parenting.
Definitely.
Life in your 30s and 40s, like that I feel like I didn't really connect with. But I thought that her story was amazing.
Yes. And I think it does touch a lot of people. So I think you're right. I think we just like weren't.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'll reread it. People were like in my DMs, like, you know, when I'm a parent, I can't wait to reread this book. And I was like, actually, I really relate to that. Like that's like it is like I feel like a lot of those lessons. It made me think about. Because I've never read any book that, you know, touches on like the lessons you teach your children and stuff like that. And she kind of touched on those things. And I was like, wow, this makes me think about like what I want to teach my kids and whatever someday.
Totally. So. Yeah, no, that'll deeper be thinking. Definitely something to.
Deeper thinking. Yes. I wish I had more of an update for you. I know Danielle's been camping. Danielle's been doing grad activities.
Oh my God. Yes, guys. I've been taking grad pics. It's getting weird. I put on my cap for the first time. Me and my friends did like our friend grad pics in front of like Sanford Stadium and on North Campus. It's like, I don't know if that's a thing everywhere, but it's a thing here at Georgia. You like take pictures with your friends at the monumental spots. And that was fun. We woke up so early for it for the good lighting. So can't wait to get those pictures back. And then I have my individual grad pics in a couple weeks. And like Ryan's going to join for like 30 minutes. And we're going to take pictures together.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that was a thing. And then the photographer was like, do you want Ryan to come? And I was like, I guess that'd be cute if we got like.
Oh, posts. Yeah. Totally.
And she said she'd grab a couple pictures of him in his cap and gown, which his parents will love because he probably won't set anything up on his own. So, yeah.
I mean, Danielle took my grad pics.
I was reflecting on that. Yeah, I took you and Maddie's photos, right? Was it you and Maddie?
Yeah, because we did group pictures too. And then we were like, oh, shoot, I guess we need solos. But I honestly, I like the way that they turned out. Like, I guess
I'm glad.
Professional grade would have been like that next level. But like, I'm so happy.
Well, I don't have a Danielle here, so.
Oh, sorry.
I don't have a Brooke. Exactly. Yeah, it's flying to take my grad pics. But so graduation's hitting. It's very soon.
It's been a year since we've seen each other. We never talked about that.
Yeah, we never verbally talked about it. And it's just like very unsettling to me. It's been over a year now because last time I saw you was in Boston.
Which was mid-February last year. It was like right after Valentine's Day, remember? Yeah. It was like the week after Danielle came and visited me and then our lives changed. Everybody's lives changed.
Yeah, I'm like so ready to see you. Hopefully, same. I'll be seeing you this summer when I'm touring apartments.
Oh, so. I can't wait. I can't wait.
I cannot wait either. It's just pushing through.
I know. Good things on the horizon, but very definitely. Proud of you for still hustling through. And
thank you. You too.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Oh, yeah. No, I wanted to save it. I hope everyone found that entertaining. I just think it's such a classic, like, guy tries to plan something story.
Yes, yes. He really, the thought was all
there. The thought was there. It was so there. Well, with that, shall we get on into our biz of the week?
Yes.
Business of the week.
All right, guys. So speaking of card games, I'm really into them right now. Me and Delaney constantly, like, if we're just bored, we have like a whole stack of games, like, you know, For the Girls, Incoherent, what do you mean? All those. They're so fun. And we're always looking for new ones. So I just got this one called Actually Curious. And their Instagram handle is actually C_Urious. Like, basically there's no U. It's actually curious. And Actually Curious is a card game that brings people closer together using the science and psychology of emotional connection to teach tools of active listening and empathy. The game was created in 2018 by Curiosity Lab, a marketing company built on the idea that we can make a real difference in the world by accelerating demand within the purpose economy. I got the happy hour game, and it sounds like I saw one of the examples was like Sundays are for fill in the blank. Like, it's just good conversation starters, I'd say. And I'm really looking forward to getting mine in the mail. Just another thing to have. And I'll bring it to New York with me and we can play at Brooke one day.
So fun.
Just like something, I don't know. I just sometimes, like, you'll be sitting with someone and you're like, I want to talk, but I don't really know what to talk about. So then you just pull one of those out.
I love that. I feel like there are those interactions, especially when you're first getting to know people. Like, it's kind of, I'm noticing that, like, I have some friends that I consider them such deep friendships, but like there's certain things about their life that I just don't know. Like, I don't know their high school, you know, best friends, like what they're doing now or whatever, necessarily, because you meet people later in life, so it's like you don't necessarily know about them when they were younger. Yeah, so I think games like that kind of help open up and like reach that deeper level, if you will.
Yeah, so definitely check them out. They have, I think, 2 or 3 games, different like little card decks, and they're so small too, so you can, you know, travel with them if you need. You can bring them wherever you are. On the go, little backpack moment. So yeah, that's our biz of the week. Now we can get on into our tip of the week.
Tip of the week. All right. I wish I had more revolutionary tips. I was literally home this whole week. I just had one of those weeks. yeah. And another thing that I did, even though I do it all the time, is clean out my closet. But this tip isn't just to do it, but I have 2 great organizations or places, if you live in the New York City area, where you could go and do that.
Ooh.
Yes. I'm a big fan. Like, if you have stuff to sell, get your money for it. Because, like, I really do think that's a great way to, like, pick up income on the side. But if you're a good person, no, just like if you want to donate, I separate my stuff. Like, if I've gotten stuff for free via PR, I do donate it. So I take my stuff, I don't know, I've done like Goodwill, and like, you know, I feel like every suburban, like, I picture like parking lots and they have like those donation bins. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Do they not have those in New York?
I guess they do, but like, I don't know where, like, they're not just on the road. Like, yeah, you know,
that's true. You can't, and you don't want to walk with all of your stuff.
You have to go like with purpose, because it's a lot of stuff. Yeah. Yes, like, exactly. I have bags and bags here. So I'm doing some to Buffalo Exchange that I like paid for, you know, like I went through like a lot of my jeans, and like, you know, expensive jeans you can get a lot of money back on if you sell those. Oh, so
totally.
Yeah. I'm getting my money back. But yeah. for the other stuff, I'm going to donate to the Bowery Mission. And then another one that a lot of people talked about is Housing Works. And these are just 2 local, like, if you want to like Google them, if you live in the New York City area. I know Bowery Mission also takes home stuff, which for me is huge. I have like some blankets and like housewares and stuff that like I'm looking to get rid of too. And I don't know, I want it to make sure that it goes to somewhere that they could actually use it and like make it. It's not just going to sit in a landfill somewhere.
Yeah, that's so sweet. No, going through your closet for one thing is just so therapeutic. And then knowing that you're giving back when you're, oh my God, it's the best feeling ever. So good for you, Brooke.
Thank you. It's not even, I don't know why. Like, that's my thing. I also want to invest in more closet staples. I am like, not to be like annoying again, I say it every week, but I'm like losing weight. So it's like I'm in between sizes and stuff, but I really want.
That's awesome.
Thank you. But when I'm at my next like point of what when I'm at like my goal weight slash like a more steady weight, I really want to get closet staples because I'm sick and tired of this totally. Like, overhaul of my closet every season after season, and I just feel so wasteful.
I know, I'm the same way. I've been trying to buy more just simple looking things so yep. that I can just wear them a lot more and higher quality. It's definitely a constant struggle, but good for you. That's so exciting.
Yeah. I mean, I know I've given that tip before, but I thought those two organizations were good to shout out. So
definitely, definitely shout out.
Hey guys, Danielle here. And this month has been just tough for me. I've just had trouble sleeping. I've been feeling very stressed, very anxious, and just been having trouble meeting my goals just because it's getting in the way. And that's why I'm really thankful that BetterHelp is available, because they offer online professional counselors who can listen and help. It's so easy, you guys. And it's just, I highly suggest it if it's something you're thinking about to just go for it. You can't go wrong. I mean, all you do is fill out a questionnaire to assess your needs, and BetterHelp will match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. They have a ton of great counselors with a broad range of expertise. The service is actually available for clients worldwide too, if you guys were wondering. You can log into your account at any time. You can send unlimited messages. You won't ever have to sit in an awkward waiting room again. You just do it from the comfort of your own home. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so it's easy and free to change counselors if you need. And they're actually doing so well that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is actually sponsored by BetterHelp, and Gals on the Go listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/gals. That's visit betterhelp.com/gals and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp professional.
So my tip of the week, and Danielle, have your ears on because you need to listen to this. Say no when you need to. It's okay. And it's needed. I have this problem, and I go in waves of when I'm good at it and when I'm not. The last few weeks I've not been good at saying no. And this is like if someone needs a favor, or if someone texts me and says like, hey, can you talk? I need your advice on something. And like, obviously I want to be there for people. Mm-hmm. But it's come to the point the last few weeks where I just have so much on my plate that I can't give enough as I'm wanting to right now. And you just have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with saying no. If someone's wanting to meet up that you haven't seen in a while, but you just don't have that time to squeeze it in.
Or the mental capacity. I mean,
oh my gosh, so true.
Are you kidding? Like, I know it sounds so dramatic, but like, to hype yourself up to like hang out with someone that might not be like in your normal rotation of friends, like mm-hmm. that's like sometimes that's a real, like, it's not something it's I want to do every day.
Yeah. And like, for lack of better word, it's kind of just some work every now and yeah. then. Like,
oh my gosh, it's not as easy as like you and Delaney sitting on the couch hanging out. Like, it's
exactly. Like, it's not silent friendship time.
Oh, not at all. It's like, now I need to hype myself up. I need to like be in a talkative mood. I need to. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's beyond okay to like recognize that in yourself and be like, nah.
Yeah. And it's hard sometimes. And there's going to be times that you let people down with that. But for example, today I was supposed to go to spin class with my friend who has never been, and she was just really wanting me to go. And I couldn't make it happen. I couldn't make it work. And I felt awful. And like, I could have if I really, really rushed there, but then I probably would have freaked out and not had a good class and like probably walked out early, cause I would have been like just stressed and not myself. And she ended up being so okay with it. And she had another friend that she saw there that she didn't know was going to be there. So it worked out, but I felt really bad, but I needed to say no. And thank God I said no, because there was already so much going on today that I had to do. I had to go to the grocery store to get, you know, fruits and vegetables and things to fuel me. I didn't have anything in my fridge. So say no to things so you can do other things for yourself. It's just so important.
That's very important, Danielle. Say yes to you first.
Say yes to you.
To say, you guys, the tip of the weeks are getting harder and harder every week. Like, to pull they something are. Out. Like, this week, Danielle, I was sitting here, I was like, I don't have anything.
No, it was a really big struggle. I always just think of something I'm going through in my life and okay. how I need to fix that. But also, I mean, Brooke might stop me here, but if you guys have any new segment ideas, we are always switching it up. Sure, you know, we've done highlights and lowlights. I mean, maybe we could bring those back. I don't really know.
We kind of stopped because of COVID.
Like, yeah, because it was just a big low.
Yeah, and some weeks it was like, I mean, there wasn't even a highlight. Like, some weeks it was just like, hey, we're just existing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was like highs and lows of each week. So let us know. Maybe we'll do a little question box on the Instagram. So go follow us at Gals on the Go Podcast on Instagram. and engage with us for sure in the DMs and everything, because we're always down to hear what you guys think.
Yeah, fun gal time. All right, yeah. Should we get into our current fave?
Let's do it, baby.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
All right. Mine is an app. It's called Clubhouse. If you guys are living under a rock, you should definitely check this out. They call it, people are like, what is Clubhouse? That you hear about it, you know, maybe on other forms of social media. Mm-hmm. They call it this drop-in audio app. I personally think of it like a live podcast or almost like a live like phone conversation that you get to listen in on.
Totally.
It's for some reason, it's just the past few months, it's been like a big thing with all these, like, not even just influencers, but important celebrities and figures. Like, everyone's moving to Clubhouse, it seems like. And I've been learning a lot from it, honestly. I'll just like pop in if it's during the day. I usually listen to podcasts anyways, but I'll just check out my home feed and like see, you know, who's on or like what the topics are. But you guys can follow me at Brooke Michio, follow Danielle at Danielle Carolyn. I know. I did one last week with Emma, who's our graphic designer,
who
runs our Instagram. It was super fun, and we got to chat with a lot of you guys, and it's fun. Oh, also, we made a group. Go to my profile if you want to join. We made a Gals on the Go group. We definitely want to like play more around with this, especially when Danielle graduates. We'll do like probably more like scheduled times of these and stuff. But if you join the group, you'll get notified every time we like make an event and stuff. And I feel like I see the vision there for that. But I do have to say a con of Clubhouse, Danielle. I don't know if you've been playing around with it enough to notice the con.
Oh, I probably don't know it. I've only listened. I've only been on one.
No, it's not even just the listening. It's that it connects to your contacts. So,
oh, yes, I have that con. Yep. Every time someone joins.
Every time someone from your contacts joins, you get a notification like,
yes,
oh,
I'd agree.
Like Sally Smith joined. Do you want to follow Sally? And like, there's some people that just pop up that I'm like, I did not want to know. I didn't know. I honestly, this person could have been fallen off the face of the earth and I wouldn't have cared. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now
tell me how you really feel,
I know. And now I know that they're on Clubhouse. It's just crazy. Like, I've never had an app like that syncs so heavily. It's like every person I've ever talked to in the past, I'm like, hi.
It is interesting. It's like some of my old like YouTube managers or people that I literally haven't talked to in so long. It's like so funny. No, yeah. I love Clubhouse. I think it's such a cool idea. And I really like how they're trying to keep it more, I don't want to say business related, but it's like you go on there to talk about a topic. It's not just like, hey, let's chat. I mean, I guess maybe some people do that, but I think like
usually it's like you set a topic. Yeah. So, and it is more business. You do have to get, you have to have someone like refer you to get in, but you probably know someone in your network of anybody. And like, I know if people text me like, hey, can you like add me? Like I can add people on or whatever.
Totally.
I'm sure you know someone that's on there, because it's going to be, it's kind of like TikTok. Like at first I was a denier. I was like, it's not going to be anything, but like, I feel like it's going to be something. So I'm trying to like be on the forefront of it, because normally I'm a delayed, like I don't want to be on the back end. I want to be on the fore end.
Yes. Forefront. No, I love getting little notifications and I'll be like, Brooke's on with Kenzie and Taylor or whatever it may be. Cause it's great. Cause I can just pop in. The only thing which I like about it and I don't though is sometimes I'm like busy and then like I'll turn it on, but then I forget, like it's like, you know, it shows Danielle is listening and I don't want people to like
think you're like, yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm just like, I'm just here, like I'm not here, like let me just listen, you
know? People listen all the time and I'll like invite, because you then I as the host would be able to like invite people to speak and people will decline because I'll be like, oh, I see so-and-so's here, and like invite them, and like they might be like brushing their teeth and like listening in the background.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to ever think I'm like being rude. It's just like I'm like doing something or I'm like working out and it's like
totally
so cool. But it's a cool app and I'm excited to explore more into it when I have a little more time or on the weekends or something.
Yes.
But
all good.
Yeah. I like that favorite.
We'll see you there. I know it's hard to announce to like times and stuff because it's live. But if you follow us on like Instagram or something, I'm sure it will keep you up on there.
Definitely. So join that Gals on the Go group. That's a really cool idea. Ooh.
What's your fave?
My favorite is actually one of your longtime favorites, I believe.
Oh my gosh.
And I've liked it forever, but I haven't used it until recently again. I'm going to show you because that's what I do. Because no one else can see, but Brooke can't. The Ollie sleep vitamins.
Oh my God. They're so good.
I don't know if vitamins is the right word, but
supplement.
Yeah, they're basically melatonin gummies. I guess they have melatonin, L-theanine, and botanicals. These things just, I take two and I'll just like go right to bed. I don't know why, but I've been feeling the most anxious at night for whatever reason. Like after dinner, I just like when I really just need to wind down, I'll take one or two of these. And it's just like I go to bed without having to go on TikTok or something to get tired. By the time I'm in bed, I'm tired. And I try not to take them every night, but the past week I've been using them because I'm so wired from like,
oh, I take them every night. All day. I take them every night of my entire life.
I mean, they're not bad for you. Every single night. Every single night. Then they taste so good. Like I get so excited when it's time to take my gummies. So I just repurchased them today and I thought of it and they're really great. I mean, you can also get melatonin that you just, you know, take with water. But
for some reason though, regular melatonin, I don't like the way it affects me. I get weird dreams sometimes. Hmm. And these, perfect dreams. Happy, positive, because I know, you know why? Because it's a blend. Like it's not all melatonin. Yeah, and true. The melatonin content, someone correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's only 5 milligrams. And that's not that much compared to like other, you could do like a chewable one or something that might be like 15, yeah, Ryan which has is like 10. A lot more. Yeah.
I was wondering what ours is. I meant to look. I'm like not
I do like
it.
That it's not like 100%. Because if you take too much melatonin, like you get, I don't know, like I'm drowsy the next day. These don't impact me the next day. I don't know about you. Like, do you wake up?
No, yeah. Okay. I woke up so refreshed this morning. And the L-theanine in it, too. I take L-theanine on its own. And that's an amino acid that encourages calmness. So you can hush those voices in your head and drift off. That's what it says on the bottle. L-theanine is just a great relaxer in general. I'm not seeing the milligrams on here, but... Oh, 3 milligrams of melatonin, actually. Oh,
okay. So it's low. That's why I don't feel bad about taking it.
And if you take two, I guess that's... 6.
No, I think the serving size is 2. I could be wrong. But...
Oh, for the serving size. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Oh, wow. Wow, they really work, though.
So it's low. I know they do. And they gently put you to sleep. I take them, like, same, 30 minutes, an hour before bed. While I'm, like, in bed, like, either on my phone or, like, reading. I love that, Danielle.
Yeah, so I felt like you. But, yeah, shout out to Ollie Gummies. They're great, and they're cute bottles, and they're great.
And then you could get, what I do now is I get the refill, like... I get like the 60 count ones and I pour them back into that container.
That's a good idea. So you're not constantly wasting all these big
containers. Like, yeah.
Containers. I have seen the bags. I always wondered what that was for, but that makes complete sense.
Or sometimes I just use the bag. Put in the bag.
Oh, I get the bag. Yeah. Well, this is a great little intro. I hope that you guys got inspired or you laughed or you cried or I don't know.
I hope you laughed. Wait, we'll have to do a poll if people like camping.
Oh, yes, yes. We will have to do a poll if people like camping. It's, you know, it's imperative.
You love it or you hate it.
No. Yeah. Well, we love you guys. Hope you enjoy this interview with Taylor Price. She gives a lot of great advice. And oh, that just rhymed. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha. Taylor Price advice.
Hey. Anyways, we'll see you guys on the flip side.
Bye, guys. Enjoy.
Here's an idea. What if we fed our hair with the same nourishing ingredients that we feed our bodies? I've been using clean, simple, kitchen-crafted recipes from Hair Food and have seen amazing results when I use it, you guys. Whatever hair texture or hair type you have, your hungry do will feel well-fed from the superfood ingredients packed into every bottle of Hair Food. Oh, and did I mention the scents? They have coconut milk, chai spice. I personally have the tea tree and lavender water one. They're also different and they all smell so good. Every Hair Food product is free of sulfates, parabens, dyes, and mineral oils because your hair does not want to be eating that. So if you're looking to nourish your hair, I mean really nourish it, it's gotta be Hair Food. Look for it at Amazon, Walmart, and Target.
All right, everybody, we are here now with Taylor. Hi, Taylor. How are you?
I'm doing so well. Thank you, ladies, for having me on the podcast.
Oh, yay. We're so happy to have you on. So do you want to kind of start off by telling everybody a little bit about yourself? How old are you? How did you get into finance, the whole shebang?
Yes, my name is Taylor Price. I'm at Priceless Taya on social media. Mostly everybody kind of knows me by that. If you search up my name on Google, that's where I'll pop up, at Priceless Tay. I'm 20 years old, just graduated with a bachelor's degree in finance. I do content creation for Gen Z financial literacy, and I'm a founder of a fintech startup called Tap.
Wow, that is so cool.
So beyond impressive. The fact that you're 20 and have all these accolades is really, truly just a testament to you, and you're an amazing person. So where do you live now?
Right now I'm in North Naples, Florida. However, I just got back from California. I pretty much travel between New York, where I'm originally from, upstate, LA, and Florida. But, you know, it's wintertime right now, so I'm not trying to be in the cold.
Totally understand. Wow, yeah, I'm from Florida actually as well, so love to hear it. Do you want to tell us just a little bit about TAP and kind of how it all started? Because I think a lot of people are going to be so curious because obviously you're so young and you literally started that.
Yeah, basically, so finance wasn't even in my alley. I feel so like a lot of you listeners listening to this today is like, oh, it's so boring. Finance is not fun. It's for an asset class or high net worth individuals, that kind of thing. And so I actually wanted to become a neurosurgeon and I wanted to go down the pre-med route. So I graduated high school at 17, went into pre-med, dropped out my first semester. I have a spinal fusion from scoliosis. So basically meaning that I was probably going to go to more doctor's appointments than do surgeries at that point. And I have lupus as well too. And so I just realized the medical field wasn't going to be for me. Like I said, I was going to way too many doctor's appointments and I actually just needed to work for myself and figure out my life. And so I said, hey mom, what do I do? She's like, hey, why don't you try out this finance field? You can get a job. It's lucrative. You're good at numbers. I said, okay, might as well try it. And I had thought at the time that finance, I was going to learn about taxes and like my own kind of finances. I was like not really educated on the subject, which many people aren't. And I realized that I started learning about all these company financials, but yet I had no idea about like what even was this credit card that I was, you know, spending on and how to start a Roth IRA and how to plan for my retirement. And so at the end of the day, I created this blog called Tap Into It, where basically it was letting out my frustration on the disadvantage that I had going to college and not understanding anything about my own personal finances, but yet I was learning about everything about a company's. So that's kind of how Tap kind of formed. From there, I did all of my own research while additionally going to college. Gave up my social life, which may or may not have been healthy, you know, some toxicity, yes, but, you know, good friends and family kind of had to sacrifice some time to get into this content creation and show the world that, you know, we're living in a silent pandemic that needs to be changed.
Totally. Very powerful. Very, very powerful and just super impressive that you kind of like saw that gap and everything. So how do you think your company, because it's beyond just a blog now, it's like a whole brand and like you've done so much with it, which is so amazing. How do you think that TAP could maybe like be an asset to our listeners? Is it like a great resource for them to go to?
Yeah, currently right now we're just a blog as well as community. We're in development for an app that focuses on smart money mapping, which basically you can think of financial planning. Typically with financial planning, you have to have a high net worth. There's a lot of barriers for income. It's normally a lot of white people, not a lot of diversity. And so we're here to change that. And we're here to help out younger generations who are interested in financial planning.
I feel like it's such a confusing space, especially like in this realm of, you know, kind of when you're on the edge of college, like, or most recent postgrads into the world, but also when you're leaving high school, you're so right. We learn about finance and things like that, but we never learn about personal finance. So I feel like it's something that everyone, you almost have to do your own research on, which kind of is backwards if you think about it. Like, it should be something that's like built into the curriculum. Like, how do I do my taxes? You know, how do I write a check? How do I pay my bills? Like, I feel like we just don't learn those things.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. It's definitely a crazy time and I'm learning so much. I'm a couple years older than you, but I feel like every day I'm learning something new. And I love on your Instagram and all your different platforms how you'll share just these quick little tips. So kind of delving on into that for some of our followers, just to talk about some general, you know, just intro finance tips for people in their 20s like us. How do you recommend tackling paying off student loans while making an entry level salary?
It really depends on where you're living, because totally. For most people, it's like living is like a 70% cost, and then making some sacrifices in your life to pay off that debt. And so to really all start, it needs to be on this formation of a budget, which can help you grow your money tree. Think of budgeting as a seed. You have some good primary income that grow this sort of tree. And then you have all of your investments and your side hustles at the top really growing out those money leaves. But in concerns for student loans, what you can do is create three different pillars. needs, wants, and savings. You're going to need to pay off that debt, so place it in there. Wants should be a little bit less than savings. You should always be saving more, so eventually you can continue growing your wealth, or your net worth is what the financial term is called.
Wow, that's a really great way of looking at it, because I like that your approach is manageable. I feel like some financial theories or personal finance theories are like, you know, never treat yourself, never buy yourself anything. Like, do you believe in kind of like, you know, oh, I worked hard this month, so like I'm going to buy myself a pair of leggings, or like get a facial. Like, do you kind of believe in those things, or should it all be saving?
100%. As long as you're budgeting for it. And there's a difference between impulse spending, like, oh my God, there's this amazing Chanel bag that I want to buy, or I want to get Starbucks right now. Like, I'm craving it so much. There's a difference between, okay, I budgeted for this, I have an allotted like few hundred dollars for my wants specifically, and then my needs are of course higher as well as my savings. But, you know, if you're including it in your budget and not making it something like, I didn't budget for this, and so now I'm way off track with paying off my loans or something like that, then yeah, it's super important to really take care of your mental health as well, because finance can be stressful. And if you're taking away things that you love, guess what? It's going to become even more stressful.
Very, very true. So I really like your point that you're making there, because I feel like a lot of people, like Brooke said, have this theory where you just can't ever treat yourself. And, you know, some people that they're getting this entry level salary, they feel like they can't treat themselves. But I think it's so true. If you just budget and use those three pillars that you talked about, it's going to be super helpful. So kind of going into budgeting, how much of your income should you save and kind of set aside as you enter the workforce?
Again, it really all depends based on where you live and your extenuating circumstances. For example, like insurance. I pay $500 a month in insurance. Most people my age are on their parents' plan. I'm not. I have a medical illness, which positions me even to a higher insurance bracket where I have to pay way more than the average individual. So it really just all depends on you. But what I can say about some sort of percentage is paying yourself first. So making sure you are getting into that savings account and then figuring out, okay, what's going to go happen here? What's going to go in my wants there?
Yeah, I feel like it's so hard to say like a set amount. Also, people's salaries do vary. Like, some people right out of college are making like those, you know, crazy income jobs. But most people, let's be honest, you're making somewhere between like an entry level salary could be anywhere from like $30,000 to $50,000, and you're paying back your loans, and you probably live in a city which is expensive. It's a lot all at once, and it could seem like it's super overwhelming, and you want to go out and like have fun with your friends and go out to dinner, and there's just so much. It could be a lot. But on that note of saving and even finding like little fragments of savings in there, obviously we said that it's important to start saving for retirement. What kind of savings accounts do you recommend starting? I know every bank is different, but I'm wondering if you know of like just a general type you could go to your bank and ask for.
Yeah, so savings accounts right now they're not the best interest. And for those of you who are super, super beginner, don't know what interest means, basically you make money on top of your money by holding it in a certain bank account. And so since, you know, inflation is like 3 or more percent and savings interest on a normal account is below that, you'd actually be losing money over time by putting it in a normal savings account. And so what I personally like to do is put it in a prized link savings account. There's one called With Yada. Guys, it's not sponsored by any of us. There's another one called Prize Pool. It's actually fairly common in the UK. How it kind of works is like a lottery system. They reward you based on you saving. So if you save $100, you get 100 tickets. This 100 tickets goes into some sort of raffle where you can win a dollar here, $10 there, up to $10,000 on one of these platforms. And so it's super good. I think the last like month I earned 8% or something like that. Wow. So it's really nice.
Hey, Black Girls Texting has entered the chat. We are Black Girls Texting with Chelsea, Glenn, and Sade. Each Wednesday, we drop new episodes where we talk about dating, career, colorism, and whatever else is popping off in our group chat. Sometimes we even talk with some of your favorite celebs, like Janelle Monáe, Amanda Seales, Rachel Lindsay, Lena Waithe, and so many more. You can find us anywhere you get your podcasts every Wednesday. Hope you join the group chat soon with Black Girls Texting.
for some people that, because, you know, you're talking with people and they're talking about all these different ways you can save for retirement. I know you did just mention that app. Do you mind kind of going into like a Roth IRA and what that means for people that might not know?
Yes. So many people think that you think about retirement when you're old. That's not true. If you think about it now, if you're 18, 19, 20, 23, whatever, it is such an advantage. You're taking an advantageous move when you're thinking about retirement. And so basically what a Roth IRA is, it's kind of like a savings account, kind of like an investing account. You put money towards this account every single month. You pay taxes now so you don't have to pay them later. There are some advantages and disadvantages. You can't take that money out without having a penalty, or I think it's 10% or something like that. But when you're 59 and a half, you can take it out all pretty much tax-free. And the good thing about this is that we all know taxes go up. We've heard our parents say it. We've heard it on the news, our friends and family. And so if we're paying taxes now and 50 years from now, the taxes are like skyrocketing out of the roof. You don't have to pay them. So it's super good.
Thank you. I really appreciate you clarifying that.
Is there a great way? I know that there's so many financial institutions you could go to start a Roth IRA or to start an investing account. Do you have any that you personally prefer?
Yeah. If you're super busy and you're like, I still don't have time for my finances, or I don't want to make these investments, because at the end of the day, a Roth IRA is an individual retirement account, an investment retirement account. And so Betterment is one that's called a robo-advisor. Basically, you just give them the money and they'll do the smart, use robotics and algorithms, to invest for you.
I've heard a lot about those like robo-advisors lately. And I've also heard of people like, it seems like it's one of these things that it's more advantageous. It's like the more information you have, because obviously the better decisions you can make. And we're talking about Roth IRAs, but I think it sounds like, oh, sure, just set it up. But then you have to choose what you want to invest in your Roth IRA. So do you have any suggestions on that? I know you don't have to be like out here, you know, saying like my opinion is right, but just guiding people in like somewhat of the right direction.
Yeah. So with Roth IRAs using robo-advisors, you actually don't have to choose the investments.
Oh, wow.
What they'll ask you is, are you more conservative or are you more risky? Do you want to take more risks in your profile? And so they'll make the investments based upon like your financial personality. But for people who don't have that robo-advisory service like TD Ameritrade, like you're saying, you have to go in, set it up yourself, and you have to choose the investment to go into. Index funds are a great way to kind of take a look at the broader market and diversify, and it's for more conservative people. So for those of you who don't know what that is, basically an index fund is a basket of stocks. You can think of like a whole bunch of makeup in your bag, all these different brands, all these different companies kind of coming together into this one thing, which would be your makeup bag index fund. And these are pretty safe and also reliable.
Gotcha. So this seems like I've heard all of those things before. I know I've done the Spider Fund in the past, SPY. That's like an index fund, right? I'm still learning about all this stuff too. And I definitely have invested in help and all of these things too. Cause it's like, I believe in like, I want people who have more knowledge on this stuff to help me out. But it does seem like now more and more this information is available through websites like yours and stuff like that.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing up the portfolio thing too, because that's what I initially started doing. I basically took a quiz I don't know how else you want to call it. A quiz, you know what I mean? Like a little, I had to answer 20 questions or something about what I would do in certain situations. I ended up being super conservative in how I wanted to spend my money or invest my money, should I say. And I remember I personally, from my own experience, did not make much money after I did that. So I remember I had to go back in, and he basically helped me to answer the questions so I could get, because I'm just like so scared, because when you're this young, especially, you know, we do have a lot of listeners that are, you know, influencers, they have a side hustle, and it's scary because when you're first starting to make your money, like you just want to save it. And I definitely had that problem too. So it was really interesting, but it's so easy for me. I literally barely look at it. It's just something I have. It's my retirement. it's there. I took a quiz. Sorry, I keep saying quiz. You know what I'm trying?
I feel like you literally went on like cosmopolitan.com and like took a quiz. Like, why do I feel like you did this?
I answered a set of questions.
No, I get it.
It's a really cool thing. And I think it's something that not a lot of people realize. You feel like you have to, you know, get an app or a certain thing that you have to do and invest and pick the companies. But a lot of people don't have time for that.
Like day trading. What's your opinion on
I need like to know doing that sort of day stuff. My brother's obsessed.
Yeah. So again, this talks all about like risk profile. If you have the money, first off, if you already have an emergency fund, you have your savings account, you have your normal like conservative or moderately risky investing account. Okay, you can try day trading. Like you're set up if all else fails, and like 80 to 90% of day traders do fail. And so when you think about that, you have so many people with like this whole GameStop, AMC, Dogecoin thing, like wanting to get into day trading, but yet they have no idea that there's tax implications involved, that you have to pay taxes on your trades. That's a whole other conversation. There's also rules, a PDT rule, which is a pattern day trading rule. You can only trade up to a certain amount of times per week. Otherwise, you can get fined by the SEC and you'll never be able to trade again. And so people just like go in and out of these apps and then they get these notifications like, whoa, hold up. I'm like fined by the government or like I'm locked out of this forever. It's true. And so day trading, yes, if you're financially literate, if you're financially healthy, if you also don't have a lot of stress externally going outside, because you have to think investing really takes a lot of stress. You're putting a lot of money out on the line that you don't know is going to have a return. You may lose it all. You may put everything on the line. And if you are somebody who has extreme anxiety or an extreme depression, that may add to, you know, your mental health situation. And that's not something that many people talk about as well, but it's something that's so important.
Thank you for sharing that. That's actually a really great point. And kind of similar note, I mean, we watch the news, of course, this year and last year have been absolutely insane. And just like so much, like we said, you know, the whole, you hear so much about the GameStop situation, just so much turmoil, it seems, almost in the market. And with the world the way that it is right now, is it still a good time to invest right now?
It depends on your financial goals. If you're investing for retirement, I think personally, of course, I'm still investing, doing dollar cost averaging, which basically like every single day or every single week, I put $50 or $100, $250 towards my account. I don't look at it because at the end of the day, you think about the numbers, 8 to 12% per year is the average return. And so if you're making 8 to 12% per year over 40 years, that's pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah.
but if you're thinking about doing it now when the market's so up and down, which is known as volatility in stock market terms, then maybe it's not the best time. So you just have to really think about shorter term. I don't know. Longer term, most definitely, yes.
Appreciate you kind of going into that, because I think a lot of people get really confused on what's right, what's wrong. But it sounds like it's pretty much just based off of your risk profile and what you feel comfortable with if you have the funds to do so. I like how you pointed out the mental health as well, because I've seen people in my life kind of do the day trading and it brings up a lot of nervousness, anxiousness, because it's like, okay, the market's about to open. Like, how is it going to go? It's so interesting. So I kind of wanted to ask your opinion, or if there's any apps that you suggest. You know, there's Robinhood and these other ones that I've heard of, you know, there's podcast ads for them, everything. Can you shed some light on some of the ones that you've had experience with perhaps?
Yes. So I use TD Ameritrade primarily. It's an old one. It's a little bit more complicated to use. I will say there's definitely a learning curve, but overall, they have really great customer service. It's there's no fees or anything like that. So you just trade and you don't have to pay anybody to do that. There's platforms like Public as well, too. It's more updated for a younger audience. It's a little less technical than TD Ameritrade. You can follow your friends. You can follow myself at Priceless Tay, see what I have in my personal portfolio.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So you can see like different investors, like large, famous investors, and see what they have in excessive.
Wow.
But it's not,
I really like that.
Yeah, it's not numbers. Like, you can't see, like, how much, like, if I have thousands of dollars one stock. No. It's
no,
just
no.
Like,
but, like, more like percentages.
Who did percentages.
Like a pie chart. Okay.
Right. Percentages, like, I have 20% in whatever. Or I made 20%. So, let's say you had a dollar, you made 20%. Okay, you're making, like, 20 cents.
But no one needs to know.
Yeah.
Like, you can literally have $5 in there, and it's like, they think that you have, like, all these.
Yep.
But I kind of love that. Yeah, because you always hear, like, people, like, even if it's just a few dollars, like, make sure you're doing it. Like, do you kind of feel that way, too?
Yeah, because you have to think, if it, $5 would be the same, if you're making the same returns at 500 or making the same at 5,000, still the same. So it's a good practice to say, like, what this $5 means is a lot, because when you do have more and you're contributing more over time to your investments, you have to think about that as well.
All this month on Pluto TV, women take the lead in celebration of Women's History Month. Drop in for the best of female talent in film, TV, documentaries, comedy, and more, with big movies like Charlie's Angels, Last Holiday, and Pretty in Pink. Plus, shows like Inside Amy Schumer, Moesha, and Sister Sister. There's something for everyone.
Kind of circling back to student life, just young adult life in general, a big phrase we always hear in personal finance is credit. And they say, like, oh, it's so important to build your credit. How can a college student or a young adult who maybe doesn't have credit or doesn't believe that they have credit start? What do you think is the best place?
I know most of you listening, if you're in college, you probably have Chegg or some sort of course here. You probably also have iTunes Music or Spotify or Hulu, Netflix, Spotify, Hulu, HBO.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All together. Yeah, you probably have that. And so what you can do is you can put that on your credit card. It's a monthly, you know, you're paying it every month, and just turn on automatic payments for your credit card. Don't even have to look at your credit card ever again. Just make sure that, you know, the automatic payments are working, and there you go. You're building positive credit history.
I am literally telling all of my friends that. They're like, Danielle, you have a credit card because you, like, can do that, whatever. But it's so not true. And you're paying these memberships every month, you know, $4.99 here, $12.99 here. That is so brilliant, Taylor. Thank you.
Yes, of course.
That's a great piece of information.
And that's a great, like, low-cost kind of way to get started, because I think so many people are like, oh, now I have a credit card. Like, now I need to, like, buy stuff and, like, build credit. And you hear all these, like, weird theories, like, you know, you don't have to pay it all back, but, like, don't just pay the minimum. Like, what do you what's your theory with that? Just pay it all off whenever you can?
Pay it all off every month. If you turn on automatic payments, pay in full, you will be building positive credit history. When you actually spend, let's say you have, like, there's credit limits, right? So if it says you have a credit limit of $1,000, you cannot spend more than $1,000. And so when you think about this, people are like, oh, so I should spend near the $1,000 so I can get better credit. No, that's not how it works. If you spend less, they'll give you a better credit history.
Really?
So if you're spending like $100 and your credit limit's $1,000, that's considered really good. If you're spending $400, $500, $600, they consider that a little bit more riskier, because you're taking, you know, I don't know why they do this, but it's a rule. It just, it's there. And so that's why I say, like, these small purchases like your Chegg or your Spotify or something like that, it's just so much more convenient, and you build credit a lot quicker, and it's just amazing. You don't have to think about it.
How young is too, not like how young is too young, but yeah, Danielle and I kind of went through this. I'm 2 years older than Danielle, and I feel like we got a credit card around the same time, and we were like traveling and like, yeah, but I just never really thought about it. I when I was in college, I was like a senior or junior in college, and I think I got a credit card because I didn't really think about it up until that point. But then I was applying for apartments, and I was like, wait, I only have 1 year of credit history now. So when would you suggest getting going with that?
18, if you can. Even before that, if your parents have a good credit history, check out becoming an authorized user. Basically, what it means is, like, you latch on to your parents' credit history, and if they have a good credit score, you will inherit that credit score. Kind of fucked up in the system, but it's what's there today. But if you're independent or your parents don't have, you know, the best credit history, you can start at 18. And, you know, at 18, you may have some income coming in. Again, just those little, like, $299, $499 things are really good to start building positive credit.
That's I love that advice. Yeah, definitely. I think it's a really good thing because, like Brooke said, I don't think we started it until we were maybe 20, 21 because it's just we didn't feel the need, but also it's really
I just
cool.
didn't know.
No yeah, really, we didn't like, know.
I love my parents so much, but it wasn't like now you start building credit. Like, you know, right. they didn't really like tell me that at least. They were like, you know, whenever, like it will naturally come around. And then we're always bombarded with the stores that are like, you know, you go to Victoria's Secret, mm-hmm. like sign up for a credit card or Ulta, sign up for a credit card. And you never know if you should or shouldn't.
Definitely, definitely. I think, well, so the reason Brooke and I both started is because we were traveling a lot, TBT, and it was a big thing for us to get, you know, flight points, everything of the sort. So we did the Delta credit card with American Express. Are there any credit cards that you suggest? Because you see these ads for all these different ones and, you know, no fees. And it's sometimes you feel like there might be some smaller writing that you're not seeing. Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice there?
Yeah, it depends. Finance is so hard to kind of discuss because it's not an all-in-one fits all cookie cutter situation. Totally. Like everybody has a different financial life. And so again, it comes down to your goals. If you're a student getting your first credit card and you don't have a credit history, you don't really know much, check out the Discover It student credit card where you can send in your report card or your GPA and you earn money for getting good grades.
Wow.
It's also very low fees as well too. So you have to think about that. If you're somebody who's like a content creator and is making big bucks, you know, your side hustle is doing really good and you want to travel a lot. Okay, why don't you check out American Express Marriott Bonvoy card where you get a whole bunch of discounts on any Marriott hotel and you get discounts on your travel. So it really just all depends on like what you're passionate about, what your goals are.
Mm-hmm. And I know we kind of like already harped on this and like, yeah, it's important to get credit young and stuff like that. But what, when you create positive credit as a younger person, if you're, you know, 18, 20, whatever, why is that important? Like, why is that better than starting at 25?
Yeah. So again, it helps you with your getting your own apartment. Most people take a look at credit as, okay, you are a reliable person financially, you're reputable, you're trustworthy. By the time that you need to get a house, everybody knows that houses are like at least probably 100,000. Basically now that's almost the minimum for a small house, like 300,000-400,000, depending on your location. California, you're going up to the millions. And so you have to think most people don't have that cash just sitting laying around and they're gonna have to work quite a few years to get up to that point. And so what credit really does is that you have to go to a lender, basically like Mr. Monopoly, and say, hey, I need money. I'll pay you back. Think of it as like an IOU in 15 or 30 years, but I'll pay you back at, you know, higher than what I gave you. And so they'll take a look at your credit history. They'll say, okay, you're really good, Danielle or Brooke. You pay back your bills on time. I can see that you've done that for quite a while now. This is what's known as credit history. And then they'll give you this mortgage or loan on your house.
That is beyond helpful. I think it's a good wake-up call for a lot of people because, you know, like we've said 1,000 times, a lot of people just don't know. And I also kind of just going back to that other point, I love the point you made about it's just based off of your lifestyle. So we really appreciate you talking all about this. Do you have something that maybe your biggest tip, like your number one tip, the next thing our listeners should do to start their personal finance glow up after the show? What would it be?
This is a quote. Organization is the key to success. I grew up with my mom saying that, and I think it's so, so true. And it kind of coincides with this other quote. A failure to plan is a plan for failure. So most people aren't even considering like financial planning, nor are they really organized. And so when you have those two kind of things that you're not doing, you're pretty much setting yourself up for financial failure. If you're organized and you are creating a plan, both financially along with your mental health, your physical health, and planning out your life, you'll tend to see a lot better results.
Thank you so much.
Beautifully, beautifully said. And if our listeners, well, they should definitely be checking out your website and more on you for resources and info. So plug everything.
Yes, at Priceless Tay, PRICELESSTAY, on all social media, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Then I have my business, tap into it, tapintuit.co. You can see that again on pretty much all social media platforms along with the website. I have a podcast as well. It's called WTF, What the Finance, with my...
Oh my gosh.
Yes, with my host, Tadia Rosarion, who's also on TikTok. And that's pretty much it.
Wait, I love that your name also is Taylor Price, because like price, like money. Like I just, that's, it's great.
It's my real name. Yes. Oh my God. I get so many questions on the daily. Like, is Price your like real last name? Because you see all those people with like finance or capital or some sort of money.
I was definitely about
thing.
To ask.
Yeah. It is real. Check my license. Check my birth certificate. It is real. I was born for this.
I was going to say, you were born to do this. Well, Taylor, thank you so much again. This was really helpful for not just Brooke and I, but everyone listening. So hope you guys all enjoyed this episode. Check Taylor out. We'll be posting about her on our Instagram as well. And see you guys next time.
Bye. Thank you.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.